Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Mishnah continues with more precautions enacted to prevent stoking coals beneath partially pre-cooked foods. Just quickly, by way of introduction, we'll be talking about different types of ovens that existed back in the times of the Mishnah. After preceding Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph in this Perek taught us about the law of remaining on the Kira on Shabbos. This Mishnah continues by teaching the law regarding a tanur and a kupa. These two different types of ovens are very different from the Kira. The Kira is as wide at the top as it is at the bottom, and the heat within it is not preserved to a great degree. The tanur, on the other hand, is narrow at the top and wide at the bottom, and therefore preserves heat to a much greater degree than the Kira. The kupa, on the other hand, is a small Kira, as long as it is wide, and has room for only one pot. And therefore, its ability to maintain heat is even greater than that of the Kira, but less than that of the tanur. So this Mishnah that we are about to discuss is going to teach us the laws of the tanur and of the kupa, but they are very different in respect to those remaining halachos that pertain to the Kira. So let's take a look at our Mishnah. Tanur shehisikuha bekash v'gvava. A tanur which is heated with straw or with twigs. Lo yitein ben mitocho ben me'al gaba. We may not put food in it or upon it. Again, why? We are worried. We are concerned that someone might come and rake, even when it is heated with straw or with stubble. There's no question it is usur to do this. It's forbidden to do this when heated with either types of material, such as we'll see later on, with gefes, with pulp, or with types of wood or straw. Even if he, in fact, rakes the coals away from this tanur, puts ashes on these coals. Also, the Gemara goes on to, in fact, mention it is also to even place a dish of food close to it or even outside it. Again, we are concerned the person will come and transgress the Isser of Havara. So again, this tanur is a good bekash v'gvava. A tanur is heated with straw or with stubble, with straw or with these twigs. Lo yiten ben mitocho ben me'al gabav. We may not put food in it or upon it. Kupa shesikuha bekash uvig vava. A kupach which is heated with straw or with stubble, with twigs. Hareze cha kirayim. It's like a double stove. If, however, it is material used is with this pulp, with these wood, it is considered a tanur. But again, when it comes to this kupach, if it's heated with straw, with this stubble, if it's heated with this straw, or with this, with these twigs, since these fuels really do not turn into coals, has the status of Karayim, and a dish of food may be, in fact, placed on it before Shabbos, and remain there on Shabbos, so we're not worried that a person will come to rake the coals. If, however, it was heated with gefes, ube'itzim, if it is heated with wood, or if it is heated with pulp, which is referred to, pressed olives, or perhaps some sesame seeds, then in fact would be considered more, as this material is more like that of coals, and therefore, even if you were to break the coals and put ashes on them, a dish of food may not be placed on it before Shabbos. And similarly, you wouldn't even be able to put a dish of food close to it or even outside, just like the laws regarding a tanur. So again, the material that is used to produce the fuel in these ovens really play a tremendous role in one's permissibility to use them on Shabbos, because anything which really doesn't resemble coals, anything that really the heat dissipates very quickly and doesn't share similar properties, because I were much more lenient in its usage prior to and on Shabbos. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah deals with an issue that Chazal were worried about, and that is other types of heating. And in fact, Chazal mentioned the rabbis decree that it is forbidden to cook on Shabbos with any type of hot object, even if it does not involve fire. Our Mishnah that we're about to discuss deals with the laws of heating on Shabbos with a fire derivative, what's called Tolada Eish. An object that was heated by the fire is now hot, or something that has been heated by the sun, namely a sun derivative, which is referred to as Toladas of Shemesh, a sun derivative. Our Mishnah begins, Ein nosin beitza b'tzad ha-mecham b'shvil shetis galgel, velo yafki ena b'sudarin, Rabbi Yosei Matir. Mishnah says, we do not place an egg beside a brass kettle on Shabbos for it to become slightly cooked. And of course, the egg, which will be slightly cooked, will be able to roll. And nor may one break it open into hot scarves. Rabbi Yosei, however, matirs and permits this. What exactly is our Mishnah referring to? Mishnah actually is telling us that a person would not be allowed to put an egg next to this kettle, this brass kettle, which water was heated on the fire, and obviously it maintains its heat for a long period of time, even after it was removed from the fire. And therefore, Chazal wanted to teach us it is prohibited to place this egg next to this kettle and become slightly boiled, and then be allowed to roll it because it has in fact gotten a little bit harder. A person to do this, a person who heats up their egg using what is called a tolada esh, transgresses a rabbinic prohibition in Isur de Rabbanan. It's almost as if he boiled the egg on the fire itself. The person cannot crack it, the egg, in a scarf which has been heated by the sun. So we are worried that, again, if a person cracks open an egg, pieces of the egg could be placed inside a scarf. And if the scarf was heated intensely by the sun, it would be able to almost slightly cook our egg. Other, in fact, interpret this that it's referring to something slightly different. One that a person isn't allowed to wrap in a scarf which has been heated by the sun, meaning this egg to envelope it with a scarf which was heated so intensely by the sun would also cause our egg to be slightly boiled. However, Chazal were very clear that this Tolada of Shemesh is a step away from Tolada Eish. Although perhaps it is slightly similar, it is still a step away, since even heating something with a fire is considered, heating something with the sun is considered strange and odd and a little bit different. And therefore they felt that a tolada, one step removed from an item which is heated from the sun, nonetheless it should be usher, should be prohibited. But in the event that a person did heat up something using an object that was heated by the sun, after the fact, the Eved, a person would be able to use the slightly cooked item. Rabbi Yossi permits this second case, to crack an egg inside the scarf in order to heat up the egg. He does not, Rabbi Yossi does not maintain, he does not forbid a tolada of Shemesh. He just feels it is too far removed from the actual Isser, the actual prohibition of cooking with fire. halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, and in fact we maintain that it is forbidden to do so, but as I mentioned earlier, if one were to in fact do it, it would be permissible to use, and the Mishnah concludes, Lo yatmi nena v'chol v'avak drachim bishvo sheti tzolena. It would not be permitted to cover in hot sand or in the hot road dust this egg in order for it to become roasted. For those who point out the difference in language between earlier on in the Mishnah that says that placing an egg next to this kettle becomes a little bit cooked, as opposed to here, we're seeing that when a person places this egg in this hot sand or hot dust, the language that the Mishnah uses is roasted to tzolena. That perhaps is because some of just the property of the egg, where next to this hot kettle, it becomes, or in fact, even in the scarf, this material gets a little bit boiled, as opposed to, in this case, with the avak drachim, or this hole in the sand, it gets a little bit roasted. But anyway, that's just perhaps a slight technicality. In this case, what really matters here is in the second half of the Mishnah, we don't see Rabbi Yossi disagreeing. In fact, we see that Rabbi Yossi would appear, based on the way the Mishnah is structured, that Rabbi Yossi would also agree that it is in fact prohibited to place an egg in the hot sand or in the road dust. And the question is why? Why does he in fact say that that would be also, that is prohibited, as opposed to placing it in these scars, in this material which is very hot? Rabbi Yossi would in fact matir, Rabbi Yossi would permit that. What is exactly is the difference between placing an egg in material which has been heated by the sun versus placing the egg into sand or dust? These cases appear to be the same, yet Rabbi Yossi permits placing the egg in the material that was heated by the sun, and forbids placing an egg into sand or dust was heated by the sun. What is the difference between these two cases? Rashi is of the opinion that the reason to make such a distinction is because since sand resembles hot ashes, and the prohibition, remember, was enacted in order at least one cover the egg in hot ashes, because of course they will say, oh, what's the difference of is there between hot ashes and sand? And that's the reason why Rashi says that even Rabbi Yossi would agree that placing an egg in this hot dust would in fact be forbidden because it resembles ashes. Another opinion that is brought down mentions, no, you know why it's forbidden to place this egg into the sand? Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's forbidden. It's completely a different issue. The issue is, we are concerned that a person might not find sufficient quantity of loose sand, and therefore he will move around, will move sand from place to place, and in fact, it might lead him to dig a hole in which to place the egg. That is an issur d'oraisa. That's a biblical prohibition, digging a hole. And therefore, that's the reason why even Rabbi Yossi would agree that placing an egg in hot sand would be prohibited. It is worthwhile mentioning the conclusion of this Mishnah that we are discussing materials which were heated up by the sun, whether it was clothing, whether perhaps it was sand, whether perhaps it was a road dust. Regardless, it is 100% mutter. It is completely permissible to heat up something using the direct sun itself. Using something that was heated up from the sun, that in fact would be us are forbidden to use. But to use the sun as a method of heating, that is in fact permitted according to all opinions. There's an explicit Mishnah mentioned later on in the Masechta. However, a sun derivative, a tolada of Shemesh, what are we concerned about? We are concerned that a person from afar, an onlooker, would think, oh, this is maybe a fire derivative. This is, in fact, a tolad of Eish. Not going to realize what is the source of heating up this item. And therefore, Chazal forbade using any type of derivative that was heated, whether it be from the sun or the fire It is prohibited to use any type of derivative, any type of tolada on Shabbos to heat other objects.